The World Apostolic Congress on Divine Mercy is in its second day today, focusing on mercy as the Church's treasure. The 10,000 Congress participants have been divided into language groups and are currently gathered in churches across Rome, taking part in working sessions. Emer McCarthy joined the English language group in Santa Maria degli Angeli, where the session was chaired by Father Benedict Groeschel from New York and Archbishop Quevedo of the Hong Kong-based Federation of Asian Bishops Conferences. I spoke with Emer just a few minutes ago.
Yes, indeed, as I speak to you, Chris, this evening the workshop on reflections on sharing divine mercy is drawing to a close. The session for English language delegates took place in Santa Maria degli Angeli, which is a basilica church in the center of Rome, and it was packed to overflowing. Work got underway shortly after 3 p.m. Rome time, and indeed this afternoon's session opened up with a pause for prayer and reflection. It was followed by addresses that were delivered by three eminent people on the issue of divine mercy. The first address was given by Franciscan Father Benedict Groeschel from New York. He said that there is a need to recall people's attentions to the need for stability, that most of the stability can be found in leading moral and upstanding lives. Indeed, he said there is a strong link between psychological ills that societies in developed Western cultures suffer and the need for divine mercy. He was then followed by Bishop Martin Udzuko of MENA, Nigeria, who pointed out that devotion to divine mercy has grown not only in Nigeria but throughout the African continent, and that it has lent greater strength to interreligious dialogue. It is a devotion that also has drawn a lot of interest from people of other faiths and cultures within the African continent. This afternoon's addresses were concluded by Archbishop Quevedo from the Philippines originally, who said that divine mercy has a particular Asian dimension. Indeed, divine mercy has a massive following in the Asian continent and above all in the Philippines. He said the reason for this being that God's greatest compassion goes to those who are needy and those who are poor, given that the Asian continent is home to 2/3 of the world's poor. Divine mercy is for many the last resort of their hope.
Can you talk with us a little bit about tomorrow's program, which is looking at, if I'm not mistaken, the role of divine mercy in the communion of the church?
Yes, Chris, tomorrow's session is indeed going to focus on the role of divine mercy in the communion of the church. But even this afternoon's session is just a small example of how this devotion to divine mercy is really bringing people from all walks of life and from all continents together. Chris, I was astounded to find that the biggest delegations were from Ireland, the Philippines, but also that there was a Chinese delegation. There was a delegation from Indonesia, from Malaysia, from Ethiopia, from really right across the world. And if we think that in churches throughout Rome, there are over 10,000 people gathered to pray, reflect, and indeed speak on divine mercy, it really underlines that this is a growing movement in the universal church.